All right, so we are on Pei Zayin Amud Aleph at the new Mishnah. So four lines from the bottom. Amra konam ta'inim va'navim elu shani to'emes. She says, these figs and grapes that I am going to taste, or not taste, so kayam. The ta'inim, So kayam teinim. So if he's mikayim it for, she said teinim and an oven, right? So if he, the husband now is mikayim them for teinim, so then it's totally kayam. So meaning he didn't say he wasn't mikayim the teinim and an oven. You just kayam teinim, but that's enough. Okay, so just being mikayim the teinim is enough for the whole thing. So hafer the teinim and a muvar ad she yafer aflana. But if he's only made for the teinim, so then it's not considered mufar until he's made for also the grapes also. Oh, so we have to see what's the difference. Why in one case, you know, why for the kiyum is sort of like a mixas kiyum enough for the whole thing, right? And why is it for the hafara, mixas hafara is not enough. Fine. So amra konam te'ina sha'ani to'emes vi'anava sha'ani to'emes. If she said konam for a fig, right, that I'm going to taste or not taste, and a grape that I'm not going to taste, hare elu shnei nidar. This is two separate nidar. It doesn't count as one, it counts as two. As opposed to the first one, it sounded like it was all considered one. These are considered two separate things. So take a look at the Ran. I'm really konam te'inim va'anavim elu sha'ani to'emes kiyeim le'te'inim kulo kaya. I feel la'anavim, right? So if you're mekayim half, you know, just the teinim, it works for everything, meaning even for the anavim. But in you can't then be mefer if you were mekayim even just half of it. So ena mufar actually yafer af lanavim, right? But the other direction we said, if you're mefer, you have to mefer the whole thing. Ena mufar lanavim actually yafer lahem beferish. About the teinim hafir shahafer shahafar mufar. So the Ran points out when we say that ena mufar actually yafer af lanavim, meaning doesn't mean that if you didn't do both, you've done zero. It just means that each one is, the hafar is direct for each one. Okay, lashon acher, any mufar klal. Okay, good. So that's the point of reading this is no, it's not mufar at all. Afil l'teinim, shalo kol him in l'hafir mikzaso. Because what are you doing? Only a piece. In fact, you did only a piece, shows you weren't really made for it all. Fine. So there's two different ways to read this line in the Mishnah. Fine. Amra kodam te'ina sha'ani to'emes va'anava sha'ani to'emes. So just to be clear, it doesn't mean you have to be made for each and every one. Because in general, if a person makes two nidarim, you can be made for both nidarim at the same time. So the fact that it's hare elu shnei nidarim doesn't mean you need two hafaras necessarily. Okay, the son of the sefta, hayu ala chamisha nidarim hafara achas lekulam. So fine. So who cares that it's two nidarim? El lamar sheim hafer o kiyem echad mehem yachol lakayim ol hafer es hasheni. Fine. It just means that if you did one, you could also go ahead and be made for the other. The point is, it sounds like, is that you can be with Kaim one and be made for one, right? And that's the distinction. Fine. Because you can always do Afara when Afara for 10 Nidarim, it doesn't matter. But the point is that they're treated separately in the sense that you could split it. You could split the difference if you'd like. You could do one big Afara, one big Kiyim if you'd like. But you could also split it if you want. Fine. Okay. So it says, the Mishnah says, the Gemara Mani Mas Nisin, who is the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Shmuel, this is the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. How do I know? The Sanya, Isha Yikimenu, V'Isha Yiferen, right? So Isha, there's with the Mapike, right? Her husband. Isha Yikimenu, V'Isha Yiferen. We always notice them in the landing. But in the Parsha Nedarim, we always, right, the Mapike is to make a difference, all of a sudden, right? So fine. So the bottom line is, this is the sheet of Rabbi Shmuel, who says, the price it says, Isha Yikimenu, Isha Yiferenu, Amra, Konam te'inim v'anavim elu shani to'emes kiyem lan te'inim kulo kiyem. Right, so the point being that her husband is mikayim, her husband is mefer, But the point being that if she says, konam teinim nanavim, these ones that I'm not going to taste them, and he was mekayim the teinim, it's all kayim. Hafer le teinim, if he's made for the teinim, eina mufar ad sheyafer afal anavim, right? Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. So it sounds exactly like our Mishnah. That's the language our Mishnah used. Right? Hafer le teinim, eina mufar ad sheyafer afal anavim. Again, there's two ways to read that last line, right? You didn't do anything until you do both of them, or no, you just didn't do. You have to do say both, but fine. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Harei Hu Omer, Isha Yikimenu V'Isha Yifirenu, Ma Yikimenu Mimenu, Af Yifirenu Mimenu. So Rabbi Kiva says, no. That language of Yisha Yikimenu Yisha Yifirenu means to tell me that you have to me Yikimenu Mimenu. What does it mean Mimenu? So take a look at the Ran. So the first line there, Hafel Teinim Einim Ufar Arshi Afer Afla Navim, which is this is the sheet of Rabbi Yishmael. Eina mufar kol haneder kid amrina the hakama the im kiyem miktzaso kiyem kula. Meaning we don't say that the whole neder is not mufar until you do the whole thing. Meaning as opposed to what we said by kiyem, that just being mekayim like one piece of it was enough. Okay, inami eina mufar kla, or like we said, it's not mufar at all. I feel the teinim kamosh kasafti b'mishnah seif. Like I said already, it's wrong. Fine. Okay, so. But Rabbi Kiva doesn't like this. And Rabbi Kiva says, no, the Isha Yikimenu Isha Yifirenu means Yikimenu is Mimenu. What do you mean Mimenu? Says the Ram, Ma Yikimenu Mimenu, the Mashma, the Mimiktsaso, Dahanu Mimenu, Hukam Kula. The Yikimenu Hachi, Mashma, Af Yifirenu Nami. Afagav, the Lo Mashma Hachi, Afilu Hachi, Ha Iskish. So his point being that if Isha Yikimenu, right? Is that Yikimenu is Mimenu, meaning even just part of it, right? Which, by the way, even Rabbi Shmuel, right, agrees. Rabbi Shmuel, for some reason, we don't have a full explanation yet, but Rabbi Shmuel, for some reason, believes that for Kiyom, being Mekayim Miktsas is like Mekayim all of it, right? The fact that Mekayim some is enough. But by Hafara, it's not enough. So Rabbi Kiyom says, just be consistent. If by Kiyom, the language is Isha Yikimenu, which means Yikimenu Mimenu, meaning just just a small amount is enough, right? So if that's true, so Af Yifirenu should be the same status, right? And I guess the point here meaning that somehow Mimenu is like from it, meaning from just from part of it is enough. So in the language of Yikimenu implies that language. Yifirenu doesn't really apply that language, but they're connected. Hakama and Hafara should be two sides of the same coin, so I should treat them the same, says Rabbi Kiva. Fine. So that's Rabbi Kiva's approach. So back to the Gemara, Rabbi Shmuel, Miksiv Yifyafer Mimenu. Rabbi Shmuel says, yeah, but it doesn't say that. What's the reason for the distinction? It's actually this exact point, right? The fact that the language of Yikimenu is Yikimenu Mimenu, it's only just some of it is enough, is a language you only have when it comes to Kiyum. You don't have a language by Hafara, and that's why I'm splitting it, right? So it doesn't say that. It only says Yikimenu, which is like an implication of Kiyum Mimenu, as opposed to Hafara, which it doesn't say that language. So that's why. So Rabbi Kiva, Ma'akish Hafar Lakama. Rabbi Kiva says, I know, but they're the two sides of the same conversation, the two sides of the same coin, right? Rabbi Kiva says, Makish Hafara Lakama, Ma'akama Mimenu, Afafara Mimenu. You're right, the language of Yifirenu doesn't give us that same implication, but it's connected to the Ka'akama very clearly, right? In fact, the Pasuk itself says, Yisha Yikimenu, Yisha Yifirenu. It seems like it goes both ways, in which case, why would I make a distinction between Hakama and Hafara? Fine. Okay, so but the bottom line is our Mishnah clearly is taking the side of Rabbi Shmuel. How do I know? It's the same exact language as Rabbi Shmuel, so fine. Okay. Fine. So Amr Rabbi Yochanan says in Rabbi Yochanan, Zu divrei Rabbi Shmuel v'Rabbi Akiva. You're right, these are the opinions of both Rabbi Shmuel and the opinions of Rabbi Akiva. V'chachamim omrim, makish hakama le'afara. The chachamim say you do make a connection between hakama and hafara. Ma hafara masha hafer hafer. Af hakama masha kiyem kiyem. So, first read, the chacham sounds like they're saying, right, the opposite, basically the opposite of Rabbi Kiva, of Rabbi Shmuel, Right? Rabbi Shmuel said, some of, do a hakama of some, that's enough. Right? How far you need the whole thing. Right? Rabbi Akiva says, what are you talking about? If that's true, if by hakama you can do some, that's enough. To consider like the whole thing, so far also some should be enough for the whole thing. And the Chachamim were saying, sounds like the other direction, right? Makish hakama, you're right, I should connect hakama to hafara. Just like hafara, if I do half, it's only half. So hakama also, we don't say this rule of yikimenu mimenu, that some of it is enough, right? Take a look at, it's like a third opinion here. So, take a look at the run. Ava chacham omer makish hakama lafar mash hafar mash mash hefer hefer zuh girsus asfar. Ulefize hadestan hafer leteinim ein amufar kol haneder kama. Right, meaning when you say hafer leteinim, right, ein amufar kol haneder. Meaning you did just teinim, it does take care of teinim. It just doesn't take care of also another. Right, ava mash hafer hufar. But that which you did is enough. Right, the e ain't a mufar klal. My kamer rabbanim, because if it means that you didn't do anything, then what are the rabbanim even saying does? Ma hafara, ma shehefer hufar. The mashal the kuli am a modud be hafara. For istichlu the rabbanim, lakshuya hakam lafar to have a far gufa palitana. Fine, but the point being that's you know that reading that's the simple reading of this thing is that they're basically taking the opposite approach, which is that. Read what is hafar. Hafar is whatever you do, you do. If you did mixas, it's mixas. If you did the whole thing, it's the whole thing. So if that's true, then the same halacha will apply to akama, right? That if you did mixas, it's only mixas. It's only whatever you did, and you have to actually do a whole hafar, a whole hakama, or a whole hafara, or both. Sorry, I should say each one needs to be fully done. Otherwise, whatever you've done, but you can't do some of it and have it count for the whole thing. So fine. The Ran does quote about Tosefta lo mashmahachi. The Sanya Hasam nadra min ha'te'inim u min ha'anavim hafer ha'te'inim v'lo hafer ha'anavim v'chashcha asura bein b'te'inim bein ba'anavim alma enim ufar klal. What?
That just goes back to what you were saying earlier.
Two ways to read that language. Exactly. So now it turns out you didn't do anything, right? Yeah, lefikach nira gear says ksas farim ikar. Right, so he thinks the first way makes more sense. Fine. The gar sehachi. Aval chachamim omrim ma hafara masha hafer lo hufar af hakama masha kiyim lo kiyim. This is actually going another pshat even further. Whatever you did wasn't enough. Didn't do anything, right? Until you do all of it. So fine. But different ways of reading this. Goes around Ramban there also, but fine. But the bottom line is. That's the this like three-way machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, and the Chacham. Okay. Fine. And by the way, notice a little aleph on top of the word makish. And then that means that's how you pass it. You pass on like the Chacham's pshat. Which pshat in the Chacham is a good question, but maybe you pass on like the Chacham. Okay. Fine. And then to finish off our previous Mishnah, Amra Konam Te'ina, where we had the last case of our Mishnah, right, which was. If you just said kodim te'ina shanito emes ve'anava shanito emes hari elu shnei nedarim, that's considered like two nedarim. So says the Mishnah, says the Gemara, amarava masnisin Rabbi Shimon. So our Mishnah is this line. The Mishnah is like Rabbi Shimon. Why the amar ad sheyomer shavua lekol echad ve'echad? So you've seen this idea of Rabbi Shimon before. The ad sheyomer shavua lekol echad ve'echad. But let's just take a look in the round. He's going to explain. The perek Shavua sapikadon he this nan hasam hayu chamisha tovin. Also, there's a five different people come to the guy and say you owe me money. Va'amar Shavua she'ein lacha biyadi, and he says he takes a shavua that right if a person claims that you owe them money, you can take a shavua to aid him, then you're stuck. But if he doesn't have to aid him, so you can take a shavua to say that you actually don't owe him, right? Which works because taking shavua. Shua Shav is a big isser. So for a person to take the Shua shows they really, that, you know, it's a pretty decent argument that they're telling the truth. Okay, so, but he takes a Shua, She'in lecha biyadi, right? V'lo lecha, v'lo lecha. So he takes a shua that I don't owe this person and this person and this person. So chayev al kol echad ve'echad. So the Tanakhama says that if he's lying, so he's chayev for each and every one that he says. I take a shua, Shem's name, and I don't owe you, or you, or you, or you, or you. So Tanakhama says, okay, for every time he said you, every person he was talking to, he's chayev. If you shim and omer, ad sheyomar shavua al kol echad ve'echad. No, if he said shavua that I don't owe you, and you, and you, and you, that's one. Because he only said the shavua once. Right? So hachanami, so what? So what does that do with us? So hachanami lo chashivi le shnei nedarim ad shetomar shani to emes l'ko echad ve'echad. Right? Meaning it's two nedarim. Meaning, because the language here is what? Konam she'ina shani to emes v'anava shani to emes. Right? What? Yeah, exactly. So she says both times that I'm not gonna taste anava, I'm not gonna taste that thing, right? So that's considered two anavim. Oh, who's that like? That's like the shita of Rabbi Shimon that you're not chayv until you say the language each time, right? If you would have said shani to emes teinim v'anavim, that wouldn't be enough, right? But it's that would only count as one. But this counts as multiple. And the point being, who cares? Who cares in terms of if you're not mekayem the nether, right? If yourself, you don't do the thing that you said you're gonna do, right? So hachanami lo chashiv leishnei nedarim ad shetomar shani to emes l'ko echav ve'echav im amra konam shani to emes lo teina v'lo anava l'Rabbi Shimon neder echad u'rabbanan havelehu shnei nedarim. Fine. Shakvar katzavti l'malach perak poschen v'kayam lang Rabbi Shimon. We do pass like Rabbi Shimon. But that's the point. The point just being, just by the way, right? This shita here is the same shita of Rabbi Shimon. Okay. So let's read the Mishnah here. So the Mishnah says the following. Yodea ani sheyesh nidar. Ava eni yodea sheyesh mefir. So let's say the guy says, I know that my wife took a nidar. Take a look at the Ran. Yodea ani sheyesh nidar. It's actually, very helpful because as we know, a lot of people don't know these halachos. And so the question of a person doesn't know exactly what's going on and what the halacha is a very reasonable thing to happen, right? So it says the Ran, yodea ani sheyesh nidar. Shemash nadra ishti have a nether gomer. I know that what my wife said is a real nether. I didn't know that there's a possibility of hafara. Shabam mefer shum nether. Lo shal inoy nefesh, lo shal bin levin. I mean, he just doesn't know such a halacha. So the guy says, I know my wife took a nether, but I didn't know, I didn't know that there's a way to be mefer. So yafer, la'acha mikan, kishinod de lo, shabah yachal hafir, yafer toch osayom. She odeya lo, she the adha hu yoma lo kridebe yom shama. Right, the whole thing is right. We've mentioned this before that he has the day to respond. What day? So the answer is the day when he found out. There's such a concept of how far you could have said. What do you mean? The day's over. Shine. I didn't know about it. Sorry, I didn't know about it. You pay more attention in shul. I don't know. Come to shul and you'd know, right? But the answer is no. If he didn't know there's such a concept of how far that he could do that, so the day he finds out, he has the rest of the day too. Right, he has one day to respond. Yodea ani sheyesh mifirin. So what if he says, fine, so yodea ani sheyesh mifirin, aval ini yodea shezenadar. What if he says, I know it can be mifirin, but I didn't know that she took the nether. Take a look at the round. Yodea ani sheyesh mifirin, sheyesh miktsas nedarim shabal mifirin. So I know there's some nedarim that husband can get rid of. Of eidi yodei shezem nadar shezem osen nadarim shabal mefer. Let's say I didn't know this was one of those ones I can do, right? So what's the halacha in that case? So Meir Omer lo yafir. Meir says you cannot be mefer. Chacham Omerim yafir. Chacham say you can't. So what's happening? What's the machlokas? So Rabbi Meir Omer says the Ran lo yafir. Ikaman da amar de lo yafir kla. Kamer. Right, so we're going to see, obviously, Machlokas, I don't understand this case. But, so, one possibility is that Rabbi Meir means you can't be Mefer at all. Right, lo hayom, v'lo acha shahodi'u, not today, and not after he found out about it, shehu yachol lafer hayom, to lo mikri yom shavo, shehe mefer, ela kashi yodea, shehu yachol lafer. V'lo acha shahodi'u, shehu yachol lafer, nami li yafer, mishum diyadiyah kamaisa, lagabe shelo yuchal lafer, acha mikan, yom shavo mikri. Right, So one possibility is that at that point he can't do it anymore. Why? Because Yom Shamo, that the Yom Shamo that he'll be able to be Mayfair is called what? That is when he knows, right, that he's able to be Mayfair, And then after they tell him that he's able to be mefer, he's still, you know, he's still stuck, right? Because his original knowledge, right? It sounds like what he's trying to say is that he already heard the nether, right? He didn't know that this was one of the ones that he could be Mayfair. And so if it's been a day already, it's too late. As opposed to before, when he said he didn't know there was such a concept, right? Here he knows the concept, he just didn't know that this is the right one, right? So yeah, okay, if it's been a day already, you know the concepts, that's not enough. V'chachamim yafer b'yom zeh. V'chacham say, no, that day he can still be Mayfair. Why? This filhu, that makes this yediya k'chol yediya. That some knowledge is like the full knowledge. Aval kosha avar yomo, shuv eno Mayfair. The yoma kama, yom sham omikri. The inin shiyach lahafir bo. So the Chacham basically make this argument that it's not true. If he, and this is gonna be the conversation, the Gemara. Like, what's like a mixus yedia? Knowing something, I know there's a concept, but I didn't know it was this one, right? I didn't know at all. Okay, that's what, you know, is that better? So it sounds like this knowledge that I could, I just didn't know it was this one. So that's the Chacham say. Okay, but you still, you know. The fact that he knew some of it isn't enough. He didn't know that you couldn't, you know, get rid of this one, and that's why he still has that day. That's sort of the machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Chacham, but that obviously we'll learn more about in the Gemara, and that will be Mitzvah Shem next week.
Okay.